Yeah, I mean, I'm very fortunate in that regard. My dad played Michigan for Bo Schembechler, 72 to 76. I was able to watch my brother dominate at the high school and collegiate level and played 2 years in the NFL at tight end. And my brother-in-law, Troy Polamalu, is one of the great players in the game today. So I've been very fortunate to learn on and off the field from some of the best. Just growing up, you know, instilling work ethic overall in everything you do, on the field, off the field, school, football, working out, and for the combine specifically, as I mentioned before, just be yourself, be honest, and you know, things will work out.
How important of a factor is your intelligence in playing center?
I think it's an attribute that can be very helpful for that position, for center. I think it's helped me a lot grasp the offenses that I've played in and that I plan to play in the future. I think it'll help a lot.
With your recent teams, have you had to go to the board and kind of draw up plays and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that impressive in your ability to do that?
I hope so. I think I'm pretty confident in my ability to do that. I'm very confident with the offense that I ran at USC, that we ran at USC, so that aspect has gone well. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, yeah. Actually, my favorite story was The 12 Labors of Hercules. Shoot, that was my favorite book. I went on to become my undergrad classics major because of her. So. Well, I think it helped me develop my mind, and in that regard, it helped me as an athlete, as you can imagine. When my understanding of the game and understanding what I need to do to make myself better.
Team C was a guard? Team C was a center?
I believe so, yes. I think I'd be comfortable at all interior three positions. 6'3", 302. Yeah. Yeah, I think I can weigh anywhere from there to upwards of 320. I think I have the frame for that. Okay. Well, he's my brother is my hero. I look up to him. And he set the tone, you know, as being the oldest sibling. And he's been an inspiration to me in a lot of ways. So, you know, he's definitely been very important.
You were a teammate of the player on the Patriots side, Armstead.
Armand, yeah.
I imagine you two went against each other in practice.
Yeah, we were the same class coming in 2008 out of high school. He's a great kid, great football player. It was really unfortunate what happened to him at USC, the circumstances, but I couldn't be happier, couldn't happen to a better person, and I think he's going to have a bright future. Oh, he was great. I mean, he played as a true freshman, did a very good job, and continued to improve as a player, and, you know, obviously his time at SC was cut short, but I think the sky was the limit for him. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think, to be honest, the first three, five minutes of that game, 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, were honestly as bad as you can play at center. It was unfortunate, but I think I showed a good mental fortitude. I came back. I think I had a pretty good game after that. So I learned a lot about myself as a player, as a man that evening, and I think in the end I just grew from it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one, in interviews, I like to show teams in person. I express my knowledge of the game and how I feel that I understand it. And two, on the field, show that I'm healthy and then athletic and can move well at all three positions inside. I'm sorry. I think I move around pretty well. I think I get up to the second level pretty well. As a center, I can improve definitely on being specific here, but snapping and going to my snap hand. I think a lot of centers, especially coming from another position, struggle with that at times, but it's definitely something I've been trying to improve on.
You played 8-9 years with Matt.
Yeah.
What are guys missing? You know, when you hear people say that he's sliding or this or that, are they missing something here?
That he, when people say what?
He's sliding down.
Oh. I think Matt has proved himself a number of times on the field what he can do. You know, our team did not have the most successful year this year, and, you know, perceptions of us individually have all been affected, I believe, because of that. But I think at the end of the day, Matt is going to be a great quarterback in the NFL. I believe he has all the intangibles, and he's got a great skill set as well. So he's a great guy. Yeah, well, unfortunately, this year, that was one of the hardest experiences of my life. I was injured. I missed that game. It was really tough to watch as our offense struggled. But we did have some great battles. Unfortunately, we never really came out on the winning end of that, on winning end of them. But there were some close ones, and, I mean, Coach Harbaugh is really, you know, he's instilled a certain characteristic in all the teams he's coached, and it's been proven successful at every level. So, you know, he's a great coach for obvious reasons. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, their offensive line is one of the most dominant forces in the league. I mean, they're an absolute blast to watch. They really get after everybody they play, and they're one of the toughest groups I've ever seen. It's awesome to see.
He's got a chance to be a very high draft pick.
He's as quick as any big corner I've seen. This is the most talented corner in the entire draft.